This is KERA. I'm Sam Baker. Drugs like Vicodin and Lortab, containing hydroquinone and other ingredients like acetaminophen or Tylenol, are the most commonly prescribed medications in the country. But they're now harder to get. In this edition of Vital Signs, Dr. Brett Johnson of Methodist Charlton Medical Center explains how these pain-fighting drugs have been reclassified to help reduce abuse.
So Schedule 1 are those that are highly addictive that we really don't use, such as heroin, LSD. The Schedule 2s would be the ones we're familiar with, such as morphine, oxycodone. And then the Schedule 3 have some potential abuse. Hydrocodone with the Lortabs of Vicodins have been in Schedule 3 for quite a long time. Now they're being shifted up into the Schedule 2 because they're found to have just as much addictive properties as hydrocodone alone. The problem is that they really have a high potential for abuse and potential death. It's estimated that there are about 45 U.S. citizens die each day from unintentional drug overdose of prescription pain meds.
People not following the instructions carefully. Are we talking about recreational use? What?
All the above. Yeah, anything that's not classified as somebody trying to do self-harm would be unintentional.
These drugs are just easy to get?
Well, being that they're the number one drug in the United States, they're very easy to get.
But you need prescriptions to get those drugs.
Now, that whole process is changing with regards to the ease of getting those prescriptions. Like, for example, in our office, if we have a patient who's on one of those hydrocodone products, our nurse can call in the refill or we can fax in a refill. Schedule 2, you cannot do that. Schedule 2s, it's a special prescription paper here in Texas that we get from the DPS. And with that prescription, you can only do a month's supply.
They can't get it through mail order, or can they still do that?
No. No mail order. The physician takes the risk of mailing this to the patient, which a lot of physicians will not do.
Mm-hmm.
And the other thing will be that a lot of patients will have to come to the physician's office to pick up the prescription.
For people who have legitimate prescriptions for these drugs, are they going to be harder to come by now?
Yes. If a patient has the original prescription for, say, Lortab prior to October 6th with the refills,
mm-hmm.
Those refills are still going to be good up until, I think it's April 8th. After April 8th, refills will not be accepted anymore. I mean, you're not going to see a lot of ER physicians. I mean, that's where you see a lot of hydrocodone being, prescribed, is patients who go to the ER. They have pain. The physician gives them Lortab, Vicodin to go home on. ER docs aren't going to be carrying these special prescription pads. They don't want to take the liability. So they're going to find alternatives to be able to give patients.
Where does this leave people who say, I understand all of the thing about abuse, but the drugs are helping me.
Right.
So what? Now I've got to switch to something else to accommodate this problem?
It's going to depend upon the physician's type practice, whether they want to go along with the new guidelines and just, do the new prescriptions or make a change in their own practice. For us, with all the residents that we have, it's going to be a nightmare having to do this new process. So we've already made the decision that we are not going to be prescribing hydrocodone combination products to our patients.
Mm-hmm.
We've taken kind of a proactive approach, and I hope other physicians have done this too, of identifying those patients that are on those products, calling them, having them come in, talking about the change, and what other alternatives are available.
Dr. Johnson, thank you for being with me.
You're very welcome.